It's time, it's time. It's Sunfire Talent Time. And you're about to tune into another hot show with the founder, Alicia Collins. So, get your tea, get comfortable, and open your ears. It's time to check out today's hot topics and much more.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. 2023. We have a new podcast here for you. I'm dropping for the first time this year. I have a special guest, but in case you don't know who I am, I'm Alicia Collins, CEO and founder of Sunfire Talent. You can find me and any updates on www.sunfiretalent. But today I want to do the podcast show. So I have a special guest, 2D. You know what? She's a very important person on my daily list. I'm telling you, she's a fashion designer and she's a painter, an artist, and much more. So when you come to our event in March, you will see quite a few beautiful paintings from Miss 2D. And we're going to start the show off while saying thank you for coming.
Yay! Thanks for having me.
2D, I've been trying to get 2D on the show for a while because she has so many different entrepreneurships and so many different labels on her. She's just like this, but there is a March event coming up. Would you like to explain our March event?
Oh my God, yes. It's going to be super fun. The March event is called Who Does What? And Who Does What is a great way as an entrepreneur for you to tell more people about what you do. So I found out that 100% guarantee you can definitely generate more income by telling more people what you do. So what we're going to do is Who Does What is a game we're going to play. And in order to play this game, you basically have to tell what you do. I won't give away the rules because it's going to be a lot of fun, but we're going to play a game and we're also going to have winners. So definitely this game is designed to understand yourself, understand how to talk to strangers about your business.
Yes. So, and like literally, when I actually met her about this time last year, and I was like, okay, I gotta jump on board this. So Sunfire Talent Community, when I say if you live in a DMV area, which is Maryland, DC, Virginia, or if you're coming further out and you happen to be in the area, every Sunday in March, we're going to be having something, a meet and greet, or if you would like to be a vendor, these are some excellent events to be a part of. So
talent.
Yes, talent, because that's what I do. Okay. So these are some excellent, excellent, excellent events to be a part of. And 2D will be hosting all the events. So you can't miss out. She will actually have a truck there too. Would you like to drop the name of your truck?
Herb Shack.
Okay. And what do you do on this truck?
Herb Shack represents all natural herb products and sea moss.
When I tell you excellent, we're going to go into that in just a second. So before we do, what motivated you to actually say, hey, this is something I really want to do?
So as far as the event?
Yes.
Yeah. So basically I'm an entrepreneur and I'm always looking for ways to bring in extra income. And when I decided that I created this game for myself, I decided to let's do it as a group. And there's nothing better than bringing, you know, your sisters and brothers with you, right? So I decided to put this together so we could all share our business and we can also prove that telling more people about what we do can generate more of an income. More than anything, it can actually help you understand yourself and your business approach.
Yes. Now get this, like I only mentioned some of the things that you do. Can you drop, I know you're an artist, because I mean, come on, the design, look, come on, y'all, look at this. Okay. Yes, she designs. Okay. And so much more. Can you explain what else you bring to the table?
First and foremost, I'm a creator. So I do a lot of things when it comes to creating stuff. For the most part, I am a portrait painter, as well as a graphic designer. I also make jewelry and I bought some examples and I make some juice too. So let me show you first.
Mm. Is that cool? Yes. So right. Y'all come on, y'all be a part of this.
First things up is our sea moss lemonade. We have mango lemonade. This is the Herb Track mango lemonade with sea moss. Definitely blend it perfectly for your daily sea moss dose. Tastes delicious as well too. It's so good. It's hard to resist. Secondly, we have some sea moss soap.
Yes. Y'all are missing out. This smells so good.
This is the famous sea moss soap. It is known to lighten, brighten, and tighten the skin. And it's perfect for the face. It's lightly scented, beautifully scented. It's made with sea moss, turmeric, black seed oil, aloe oil, and honey. Perfectly natural and perfectly blended for your skin. It gives you a whole new skin. I also make some pain cream, which is really good for those who are in pain. And a lot of people don't like to take pain relievers anymore. And we got some pain cream to actually get you relieved sooner than faster, faster than sooner, both. And last but not least, I also am really crafty by making some hair jewelry. I make hair jewelry for dreadlocks and braids. Perfect for it. This is a really cool example here I want to show you all. This is a rainbow one. And yes, I've shared it with Miss Collins over here. And it's really beautiful. It has a crystal on the end. And it lets you set your affirmations for the day. That's what I say. Okay. But it's very unique and different. It's easy to install and uninstall. 2D's creation, but that's like some of the stuff I have. I don't have time to bring everything that I do, but at the event, I will have more things for you to see.
Now, one of the coolest things that I recently found out is that she does body paint. So, and it's beautiful. So if you have an event and you want to bring in body paint and you are looking for professional, you got it right here. Like literally, how can you go wrong? Okay. So the event that we're about to have in March has another host, Metro. Can you tell us a little bit about Metro?
Yes. Metro is very well known around the DMV. His role is extremely significant in this event because Who Does What was brought together for people who would like to connect. And he's going to be the person that connect people. So people are really looking forward to his guidings on who they're looking for, who does what.
So that's good. So he's going to be DJing and entrepreneuring himself as well. Yep. Like I said, this is a great event. If you decide you want to just relax, there's going to be music, there's going to be entertainment and food. So you could come out and be part of the community in other ways. If you don't have a talent right now and you're about to have a talent, show up. If you're about to have a business, still show up. Yep. So we want to get everybody in the community out so we can actually have a good time. You know what I'm saying? Some fire talent, we have a good time.
Yes, this is going to be really fun.
Mm-hmm. So before we go, we want to end the show with some fun games. So I usually ask three big questions for our talent and our entrepreneurs. So let me go ahead and bring in the first one. Okay. So, you know, being that you're a designer, let's hit this one for you. Okay. So if you had a designing event, and you had three celebrities that you wanted to dress for this event, who would be the three celebrities that you would incorporate and dress out for this?
First on the list would be Janelle Monáe. Mm. Yes, love her fire. Second on the list, I'd have to go with Eve from the Rough Riders.
Nice choice.
Yeah, that's my girl. Okay. And last but not least, I like my work to go unnoticed. So I definitely would have to go with Andre 3000.
What? Dropping yes. it. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. Let's just say if we were all in this event, we would be so in tune because we would have Andre 3000, Janelle Monáe, the list goes on. So come on now. So that was question number one. Question number two. We live in the DMV area. So for all you who are watching from other places, DMV is basically District of Columbia, which is Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Okay, so we're going to drop that. If you were able to do a mural for D.C. and you had a choice of who you want to put in this mural, who would it be and why?
Because I'm from D.C., one thing I do love about my city is that it has a lot of talent. And a lot of time it goes unnoticed. But one major talent and culture that we love is go-go music. And I really do believe that the go-go music can get washed under or not recognized from at least a lot of tourists sometimes. So, but to continue to keep our music alive and our culture alive, I would love to paint the go-go bands. Yeah.
Okay, DMV. What's up? Yeah. If anybody out there is doing a mural and you want some go-go, so you know, 2D, yeah. she'll paint it.
I would
she'll
love paint it. To paint all the bands, right?
So speaking of go-go, who's your favorite artist?
Favorite go-go band?
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to decide because, you know, Belladonna is really good. And, you know, I really am a fan of Black Alley. And I think that Backyard is like the winner.
Backyard.
Yeah. But for the most part, there's so many small bands that are like so dope still that it's so hard to decide because Subtle Thoughts is another one that I'd be like, I'd go see in a minute.
Base. Yo, so just to crawl my way into that. So when I first got here, I came in, I guess I'm backdating myself, when Chuck was out there, Chuck D. And then I ran into EU quite a few times.
Oh yeah, we love
Sugar,
him.
Sugar,
we
Pad.
Love Sugar, right?
So, like I said, I enjoy all genres, but you know what I'm saying. And when you are in DC, you know when the go-go's start and the bongos go in, and then you know you start seeing a little hip and hop. You know you got go-go.
The culture.
There you go. It has risen. So on that, we got a final question for you. Okay. So long story short, this is a would you rather question. Would you rather travel the world for free for a full year, or would you rather $50,000 to spend on anything for a year?
I'm definitely going to say traveling is way more important. It's going to be way more valuable in the future. I definitely go for the travel over the money. I could spend $50,000 in a minute.
You heard it here. Okay, so don't give her $50,000. Spend it in a minute. Okay, that's what she said, you know. So on that note, before we head on out, you know, you've been a lovely guest on Sunfire Talent Podcast.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
So long story short, if we are looking for you outside of me, how do we find you?
Well, you can actually find me on Etsy. I am Kavannas, which is spelled Kavannas, Kavannas.etsy.com. This is where you can find most of my Herb Shack products and a lot of natural herbs, plus some of my clothing stacks.
Mm-hmm. And long story short, we will, once again, have an event in March. I need you to be there.
Please be there. It's so fun. Please don't miss the good things. Don't last forever.
Yes.
So, it'll be so good.
Oh, drop the dates just in case. It's every Sunday, but she's going to give you the dates.
It's going to be March 5th, March 12th, March 19th, and March 26th.
All right.
So you've got 4 Sundays to actually advertise for your business. Just know that.
Like I said, if you don't have a business and you're thinking about a talent, feel free to come in, promote, or feel free to drop by, say hello, or if there's plenty of products to buy, come on out, come on out. We don't have to be shy.
Yes, everyone, home. Everyone, welcome.
Welcome, welcome. Well, thank you once again, 2D.
That's me.
Come on now.
It was a blessing.
Blessing in disguise, queen. So thank you for coming down tonight, and we're going to go ahead and shut the show down, but I will be back with another episode. And if you like this episode and you want me to bring 2D back, we can do this again. Okay. So peace, love around the world, and thank you, 2D, and we are out.
Keep up to speed with the latest news on our website, sunfiretalent.com. Check us out on Facebook at Sunfire Talent and our Sunfire Talent networking group. Also, give us a follow on Instagram at Sunfire33. Until next time, peace, love, and music healing around the world.